Hello, everyone, and welcome to Press TV's special coverage on this, the 36th anniversary of the revolution of the Islamic Republic. And of course, today, as in so many years prior to this, people throughout the great nation of Iran are taking to the streets to commemorate this occasion.
امروز بعد از گذشت بیش از 3 دهه به تدریج اون کابوسی که اونها میدیدن به واقعیت تبدیل شده. یعنی یک قدرت بزرگ ملی منطقه‌ای سر برآورده که فشارهای گوناگون اقتصادی و امنیتی و سیاسی و روانی و تبلیغاتی نتوانسته او را از پا بیاندازه.
We're very, very happy to have a special panel with us here in the studio this morning. I'd like to introduce them. From my right, we have Sayed Mostafa Khoshchesh, political commentator. Thank you so much for being with us. And we have Sayed Javad Mazlumi, also Islamic scholar. And we have Sayed Mohammed Marandi, professor, University of Tehran. I have to say I'm honored, 3 Sayeds that I'm sitting here with, so let's start off like that. Please, looking at the situation, today is the 36th anniversary of the Islamic Revolution. Let's start from the beginning. How significant, with everything that Iran has been going through in the last 36 years, that when we are looking at, of course, it's still early here in Tehran, we're not at the peak of the, as far as the people coming out on the streets, but when you see the numbers of people coming out, not just in Tehran, of course, in towns and villages throughout this country, how significant is it that the people seem to still be standing by this revolution, standing strong 36 years later?
In the name of God, hello, and thank you very much for inviting me. First, I would like to congratulate people throughout the world, not just in Iran, on this auspicious occasion, because I believe that Islamic Revolution does not just belong to Iran. It belongs to every Muslim, not Muslim, every freedom seeker throughout the world. Well, it's very much important because, to put it in a nutshell, the United States and the US-led West, when they want to replace an order, they have a target country and they want to ruin that system, the ruling system in that target country. They have different plans. They don't like the regime of that target country because it's endangering their interests in the region or in that specific area of the world. So what do they do? Their target is replacing that order. Through different means they do it, through natural causes like earthquakes and hurricanes and so on and so forth, or they do it through staging coup d'etats and also wars, colorful revolutions and so on and so forth. So to do so, to reach that level that they can initiate this kind of regime change and replacing the order, they need to bring down the threshold of tolerance of that people. Why? When their threshold goes down, there will be more differences and disparities, and there will be disagreements among the public. There will be internal conflicts. So they will find the opportunity in order to push very gently through various plots that we have already seen and witnessed in Iran all throughout the last 6 years, more than 3 decades. They just need to exert that gentle push, and then the revolution or regime change plan starts. To bring down that threshold of tolerance in that target nation, They do different things, and it needs, of course, some time to explain about it. But the point is that they've done everything that they could. I mean, the United States has done everything within its possibilities and within its capabilities, like staging coup d'etats, having war plans, and trying to initiate unrests and revolutions, exerting sanctions on Iran, and pressuring Iran at international bodies under various pretexts in order to bring down the threshold of tolerance of the people. Now, where do people show, because this is this can be measured, where do people show that their threshold is up, down, in the midst, where is it? Through, on such occasions, I'm sorry, my phone, I forgot to turn it off.
That's okay.
On various occasions, like the February 11th rallies, international Quotes Day rallies, and so on.
Okay, stay with me.
They show they show their threshold of tolerance and their support for the ruling system is at what level. Mm-hmm. Now, the more people you see in the street, the easier you will find out that the more people are supporting the Islamic ruling system and Islamic establishment. So this year especially is very important when people turn out to take to the streets in larger numbers than ever, because they show that under all these sanctions and pressures, they are supporting the ruling system. So it's okay. Very important.
All right. Well, Sayed Mazlumi, I want to look at the base of this revolution. Because I think that aspect is very important. We have seen global revolutions, of course, in the past. There are many that say that the revolution of 1979 in Iran was different from all other revolutions. Let's talk about the foundation of this revolution, your perspective. What makes it different?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Let me express my pleasure to be with you and your audience as well. And let me congratulate the people for this day. That's, I think, the day of freedom, not just for Iran, for all people who love freedom. So they feel honored in this day because this victory happened for Iranian nation, Iranian great nation, and other Muslims and Iranian lovers as well. As you mentioned, that I think the revolution in Iran has some differences with other movements and other revolutions in other countries that we can find. One of the major points, I think, that Iranian revolution can be considered a religious revolution. I think the main base for this movement was religion and Islam as a considerable religion in Iran, that people gathered here for the sake of Islam and for the sake of religious freedom, religious, and here that you can find, we have some signs for this. For example, the first is the leader, as you know, the leader of Iranian revolution during the time, during the history, and especially in the last part that we can see as the Iranian revolution, was great Imam, and he was a greatest clergyman in Islamic society. And the second was the solutions that you can see people call for, was all of them about the Islam. When you go to the main demands of people in the streets during the demonstration, during the revolutionary, they call for independence, freedom, and Islamic Republic or Islamic government. It shows that the main goal was to reach this Islamic point. And by this happened, I think, one changes in the theoretical point as well, that we can find that Islam nowadays differs from the picture that we had before the revolution. Before the revolution, people, or they tried to put it in the TVs or any other agencies to believe that Islam is something for your personal activity, that you can say your prayer, you can fast, but all things depends to you. But by revolution, it come to the streets, it come to the governing the system, and it offers a political system that which is made basically on Islamic rules. And I think it changed not only in Iran but outside of Iran the viewpoint toward the Islam as a social religion, a social school that can be considered some way for lifestyle.